This year will be remembered in part as the one where many students took to the streets to voice their concerns about climate change. A new Australian study, though, has found that while 10 to 13-year-olds are concerned about global events, it's family problems keeping them awake at night. Samantha Donovan explains.
13-year-old Melburnian Alexis is in the city with her family to see the Christmas decorations. It's a happy time of the year, but she admits some things worry her.
Usually, like, what people think of me and, like, if my friends, like, still like me and stuff. Having a friendship group, not being alone.
Her 11-year-old brother, Micah, tells me he's happy at home and school, but he is aware of those less fortunate.
I sort of worry a bit for the people in poverty and, like, yeah, I just worry that for their safety, I guess.
The latest Growing Up in Australia study from the Institute of Family Studies looks at what's worrying 10 to 13-year-olds the most. Alexis and Micah's parents, Clint and Kirsty, take a guess at what it's found.
I think maybe it's something to do with being alone, not having friends, not being accepted or fitting in with their peer group.
Just day-to-day things like how their sport's going, are they going to be good enough, are they going to be liked at school the next day.
Many parents may be surprised to hear it's family problems that are worrying this age group the most. The Institute's director, Anne Hollands.
I think as parents, we assume kids are more interested with their friendships at school, for example, or perhaps even things like cyberbullying. But children between 10 and 13 are saying that their biggest worry is how their families are doing, particularly their parents, and that's to do with the health of their parents or whether they risk losing their job or, of course, whether there's conflict at home.
After family problems, terrorism, drug and alcohol use and school troubles were the biggest concerns for 10 to 13-year-olds. Anne Hollands says it's important for parents to be aware of what's worrying their children.
We can do a lot to support our kids at this age. Trying to keep things away from young children is not always a good thing. We think we're protecting them. And I think a little bit more openness about what's going on, as well as reassuring the children that you're in a process of handling this and that things will be okay.
Did you find some children were more worried about things than others?
Kids that come from families who are more disadvantaged socioeconomically had more worries that they generally talked about, as did families from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. We also found that girls generally had more worries than boys. So there are certainly differences between kids. They're not all the same.
The Australian Institute of Family Studies research was done before the climate change protests involving school children this year, and the authors are expecting concerns about the environment will figure prominently in the next study.
Samantha Donovan.